June 9, 2005. It's the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Well, it's been a while.
Back in
no April shows, no May shows. But we're going to try to do a couple this week. Make up. Maybe Sunday, Brother Matt?
Yeah, something like that.
Because I leave again Tuesday.
Putting the frequent flyer miles in.
Boo-coo. Boo-coo. Yeah, I should preface what I'm meaning by all this. I had a second man tour of Europe, final go-round of the second man's middle stand opera. 105 times now I've done it. It was 36 gigs over there with Raul Morales on the drums and Paul Ross the fill-in for Pete Mazich on the organ. And I came back for a few days, tried to get one in, but we couldn't. And I had to come out with Stooges. Well, I didn't have to. Yeah. I got to. And I just got back a couple days ago from that. And, here it is.
Yeah.
But first we got to do. That was Lisbon, Barcelona, and Essonne, or Effrey. But Boudiflay was actually the town. That was actually, but it was just a little south of Paris in France. Seine's a big river, but then there's a little one that goes off the Essonne. Actually, we stayed by there. The thing was in some stadium. The other two gigs were on, one was at a fairground, one was at convention center grounds. Sort of like a Warped Tour where they just have opening thing and they set up these stages.
You're a warp.
Well, shit, I should talk about what we played. John Coltrane Venus off his, Interstellar Space.
Some planetary deal.
Sorry about that. Yeah, Interstellar Space. What is it thinking of? Interstellar Overdrive. That's a Sid Barrett thing.
Really?
Venus, which is a great thing. You know, Nels Klein and Greg Bandian did a take on that whole album.
Oh, that's
balls
right.
Out
yeah.
Trying to cover something like that. Yeah, Fuego. And after that was Tiny Triumph by El Rey. El May. E-L-M-A-Y.
Sounds like Pig Latin.
Yeah. El Rey's the king. Right. I don't know why. It was trippy. One of the pads we only practiced once in Barcelona before, the day before the gig there. And there was a club downtown Barcelona called it. It was called Apollo. It looked like a version of the El Rey.
Oh.
Weird parallel. I mean, almost laid out exactly. There's nobody there, but like we pracked. They didn't have prac room.
These little theater
clubs. Yeah, it's like a theater. I mean, El Rey must have been built in the 30s or something. Ballroom, small box. When was the last time I was there? I don't know. I saw Sleater Kinney last night with Pettibone. Pettibone's good. Told me he's got something coming up in New York City. And I've got something by Sleater. By Sleater Kinney.
Cool.
New thing. In fact.
So has Lil Raymond got a new album, right? Has he been playing?
Yeah. We'll do that one next. But, didn't he play some last time?
Yeah.
Crank him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me he did a gig of that in Portland. And in fact, one of the guys he played with, this cat named Hans, Austrian guy, he came to my gig in Salzburg.
Oh, cool.
And he told me he's getting music together for an opera. He's going to have Raymond write the libretto.
Cool.
Small world. But, the day before I went to... with the Stooges, I also played here. I did a benefit with Kira, a dose. I got some dose gigs coming up when I come back. It was a busy summer.
Yeah,
we got some Warped Tour.
A lot of variety, yeah.
But Raymond was playing with these guys a rootsy rockabilly guitarist, stand-up bassist, good pocket drummer, and a lady backup singer, somebody's girlfriend, one of the guys in the band. Like, ooh! Ah! You know, the whole time. Of course, he had like a sheath of about 75 pages of lyrics. And before he went on, he goes to me, look, I think you should do this song. It's like, Raymond, I ain't even heard it. And he goes, well, how do you think I feel? I got to go on, Cole. You know, and the way his are, like the words start on the left side of the page, it goes all the way to the right side. So, you know.
No pace.
The other 75 syllables, you know, how do you get a sense of the rhythm? You're not going to fit this in. We're going to try to go to Pony Center.
Cool.
But, yeah, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to play in the heel of the boot of Italy, or Toronto. Most south I've ever been. Just one gig, come back. Six different Stooges trips this summer. Yeah. And then there's this little dose thing, Oakland, New York City, and Montreal. So that's all my flying. All. The rest of the Warped Tour things I'll do by boat. Well, they're all Cali. And then there's some Banyan around town. I'm going to hell ride it. Yeah, Willie wrote me an email. He wanted me to fly out to Denver. Said me and Perkins are driving. I don't know. I'll try to do what I can. I know one was for Zion, but it's the day I got a gig in France. So I said, dude, just look at the Hoot page. I'll help you. Yeah, so me and Raymond saw Slater Kitty last night. They were really good. They played some new stuff. In fact, this song here I'm going to play next.
Where was that?
Kind of shitty sound. Henry
Fonda
Theater. Yeah, it's, you know, built in the older days.
Non-electric
stuff. Yeah, so a lot of times drums disappeared. I've seen them a bunch of times now, and they are so weird for me live. You know, no bass guitar, and it's strange, their music. I like it. It's neat. This one here, a lot of stage presence, gestures. And I remember this song. Lance Bangs was there. Did the Tide Reed in the video. Oh, Mike Muscarella did.
Okay, New Pelican Man.
Yeah, so he ended up doing three videos for the.
That's cool. Piece,
one for each world. Yeah, the third one for each world. Mm. All the Man. Burst of Man, Self-Sanded Man, and Pelican Man. It was done up here at PV, that park in the middle of it. You could go up Hawthorne after doing PV drives
out.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a little boat.
Yeah, that's toy. Toy boat thing.
That was neat, you know. All these little kids and their moms and these full-grown men on the swings.
Yeah, they all have like a real psychedelic look to them. Kind of helps to carry the illness across.
Especially Pelican Man. That was pretty psycho. He's this cat, Pedro guy, moved away, moved back. And works for Disney and just wants to do wild stuff. He wants to do music, too. Uh-huh. Me and Pete said we'd help him out.
Cool.
So we're going to get to eat with Pete and Jared tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Jared invited me over. Yeah, I got to see Pete right before leaving. His pops fed go and stuff. I guess it's been slow on the docks.
Yeah. Well, like one day a week for the casual crowd. I guess we UTR the other night, 3 o'clocker.
Yeah.
He was in the bomb part.
You know, a lot of the pads that played headcans. Lisbon headcans, Barcelona headcans.
Uh-huh.
Well, the France one. Inland, no cans. But my guys now, the Stooges guys, you know, they see the cans. They go, what? They know now. You know, because I tell them, I mean, yeah, it ain't Our Harbor. There ain't 240 hammerheads. Sometimes six. Four. 20, maybe. Or someone had them. But still, it's like a piece of home. You see the same cans, Hanjin, APL,
yeah.
Evergreen.
Some of the dudes get their little mark on the side, spot it.
Yeah, I think a big merger went down when I was with Second Mentor. P&O, I think they're Dutch and French or something, merged with Merci Land. So they're the big daddy now. And it's they were in some kind of alliance with the APL and this and that, so that's all changing. So there's some reconsolidation in the can business. I read about the thing. Some guy invented it in New Jersey, and the companies wouldn't touch it at first, so he went out and did it himself.
Yeah, that's totally revolutionized the whole harbor industry.
It became the rigger. That's the way you do it. Sometimes you'll see, like in Santander, by the vast part of Spain, those old, like, normal steam shovel cranes. They do, like, the soybean and the ore, little buckets. But everything else can, you know. Everything. And then you see them on the trucks, you see them on the trains.
Yeah, it's pretty versatile transportation distribution system.
Yeah, some guy in New Jersey.
Can man.
The can man. Wow. And to think that they thought it was a stupid idea. The powers that be. Well, it's always like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, as we say, a good new idea at first is ridiculed, and however it goes, and it's been...
I think I probably had already set up in some kind of monopoly...
Break the status quo.
Cartel situation. Yeah, so they, even if it's a better idea, it's like, I gotta resist.
Yeah.
Like Edison with the AC, Tesla, you know. Oh, the math's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that guy went on a tour. You know about this?
Tesla?
No, Edison went on a tour electrocuting animals in front of people to show people how dangerous AC was.
Wow, what a show.
He would not give in. He finally did. But, yeah, he's electrocuting animals. See what AC can do? Well, yeah, gasoline can be big bomb. Fertilizer.
Hammer, yeah, whatever you got.
Right?
Yeah.
Chainsaw can be an unsafe device.
Is it as a tool or a weapon? Or?
Yeah. So his big old thing... It's crazy. But, you know, there's nothing more dangerous than a good idea as far as making things a little more...
Making people nervous.
Yeah. But in the long run, all of us benefit from the good ideas. Opens things up, gets us more involved, opportunity and stuff like this. And that's kind of lame for the, you know, old boys school closed
the old school
circuit,
guys.
You know? What's this? Although they like to espouse free market competition, all this, it seems that's the furthest thing they want.
Yeah, put the spin on it.
That's just for school. You know, you're going to learn that so you don't move to Russia or something. I remember as a kid, you know, all these arguments. They were very intent on that. But when it comes to practice, all these things against that type of dealio. Like, I guess we're fighting it now with the hydrogen cars and stuff.
Yeah.
I found out about the Hummer, too. It's really a Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, just different
body.
Yeah.
Like the staying on a Falcon. So all these fans of the History Channel or whatever that are buying these things.
Yes, they pretty much have taken a big dive in sales recently.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I thought it was these guys, you know, trying to get a parallel universe to... fighting war or something. Like, I got one like that at home, but you don't have one at home. You got a Tahoe with a Schwarzenegger body.
Some of those guys over there sound like they got Tahoes too, with no body armor or no gloves.
There was a guy who came to my gig in Heidelberg. Did two Iraq ones and an Afghani one. Tours. His own tours. Oh man, what a nightmare. Very heavy on them. Get student loans, stuff. Military helpful with that. But
Wild stories, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, you heard about the gig kind of through Mac Daddy and those guys, the Taper people. He didn't really know a lot about the music. It was kind of a mind blow on him.
Oh,
he's
cool.
From North Carolina. And, whoa.
So he's still in, he's in the service still?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah,
he
did
it, right? He's got two more years. But sometimes, you know, well, not sometimes, all the time, it's good to talk to people.
Yeah.
We're actually involved instead of getting it from the spin meisters.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Trickle down through so many filters.
Yeah.
No telling what's going on.
By the way, we're using paper towel filters.
Yeah.
But anyway... Let me play you some Slater Kinney here on the Watt from Pedro Show.
Be home and some time.
Watt from Pedro show. That was Demoda.
That was cool.
Band from Italy with the song Economia. Yeah. I don't know what town they're from, but playing there on the Second Man tour. They did 6 Italian gigs. And, yeah, I kind of thought so. He was singing in Italian. Sometimes hard to tell. But I can't tell what town they're from. I played with a couple bands, like, and we'll play some a little later.
Yeah, that was cool, funky group.
Square Tet. And they got this scene called Jazzcore where they play lots of notes, mainly instrumental, usually guitar, bass, drum setup. Although the big band there in that scene is called Zoo, Z-U, and they got some sax. It's a homegrown Italian scene. The closest thing I can relate it to is like Nels Klein got going, sort of, except a lot faster. A lot of changes. And
cramp-like type of cover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, looks like Devo. Black Flag Rodeo. Before Demoda, we had Dead Cigarettes with the song Dead Cigarettes. That's a Rome band. They came to my gig and was talking to me after the show about how it's hard for them to get gigs because all their songs are different styles. They're not one genre. And, like, listen to that song there, you would think it was a certain kind of band, but they go all over the place. And why should a band be punished for that? I could see a marketing guy being upset. But people should be grateful, I think.
Yeah.
Folks take chances with music.
Yeah.
Ain't that a trip? Before that, we had the Sweaty Kids. Their record doesn't say where they're from, but maybe it's England because it's all English or Ireland
they got a lot
or Scotland.
Sweaty Kids over there too.
Yeah, and the song is Dreams of Wheelies. We were talking about it. So what countries have pop wheelies? Maybe that's universal. A lot of stuff I'm going to be playing is from what I was given overseas. And we started off with Entertain Slater Kinney. Of course, that wasn't. It was Portland, Oregon. Taste the Brother Matt cough.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Okay, I played on a new song, a new album. Maybe I played some of this stuff already, or the demos, some of it. But there was a band, there is a band in Silver Lake called Listenship. We've had Heather on the show. It's her and her Lyman's band. And their bass player, they came to practice, everything was gone. The bass player sold everything for chemical
Jones.
Warfare. And the Jones coming down. And so, suddenly they were in need of a bass player. So I helped them out. I played on 6 or something of the songs. This new album, it's called Time to Dream. And here's a song from it called Crooked Teeth, Watt from Pedro Show.
Later on, I thought the branches would be quite so.
Show. That was Stoma, German band. The tune was called Totally Naked Except for Two Bleeding Human Eyeballs in My Hands. But I didn't have to tell you that, right?
You knew that.
You knew that. I wish I knew which town they were. No, they're a Dutch band. A name like Wouter van Dyk.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and it says for gigs, bookings, .nl, wmmusic.nl, Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're Dutch band. Sorry. Don't mean to be an idiot.
Stoma.
I'm trying to play as much as I can, stuff overseas on the tour. Of course, before that was Silver Lake, California, but that's something I played bass on, Listing Ship.
That's cool.
A tune called Crooked Teeth, with the big jam there. Now we're coming at the end of the first hour of the June 9th, 2005 Watt from Pedro show. Glad to be back and getting the thing going. I will be back and forth, so we'll try to squeeze in as many shows as possible. Try to get another one Sunday, too. So, but right now we're engaged at the moment in this show. So please hang tight for hour two. June 9th, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Your average wheel. I want made the world a better place. Stop the fight and put a smile on a baby's face. Quite naturally, went to his wheel. When Gilly heard this news, his blood began to congeal. He sneaked behind the crowd to his evil defecation gun. One flick of the switch and he turned that fucking thing on. And the whole world shit themselves at the very same time. Gilly laughed as he chanted his satanic rhyme. The weak will never learn. This creature shall inherit the earth.
The weak will never learn. The creature shall inherit the earth. The weak will never learn. The creature shall inherit the earth. The weak will never learn. The creature shall inherit the earth. The weak will never learn. The creature shall inherit the earth.
Pedro Show. That was Toupee with Gilly's Weapon versus Stuhler's Wheel.
Stuhler.
That's an English band. I don't know what town, but can't remember. Trippy band. Like all these bands. Great bands. Before that, somebody, actually, it's a hybrid. Some Euro, some U.S. Part of the vocals were by Raymond Pettibone. And music from these Austrian guys called Crinkum Crankum. Name of the project. The song was called Snowman. And we started off the second hour with Septic Rabbits in the Bunker by Estelle. Estelle, Dublin band. I remember them. They opened up for a second band at Whelan's. Great pub thing. Old club.
Get
a lot of gigs there for years. Dublin's neat town. Yeah. I've been there now four times in a year. You know, count last year with Bloomsday and all that. This Bloomsday, I'll be, Toronto. Play the 17th, but I'll get there the 16th. God willing. Anyway, proud, honored, privileged to be able to introduce Brother Matt in the first spin cycle in a couple months.
Thank you.
Something that is clearly outstanding. Your colossus, bring the bands in.
I need horns to emphasize vibes you visualize. You know something until the main course comes. You jumping up to pop the swing drop. See, we about taking the chance. We want to put count in the B-boy stand. You know? Dated. The combination of time frames, traditional style with brand new names. Yeah. Whether it's Duke Casanova or Bob James, man, you feel the groove and love is the same. The drums giving you the essence of our origin. The story in itself, with all those merging fully together to see your musical self. Come on. So give a hand to the narrators, the personal tour guide that's bringing out your jazz. Yeah. In fact, we raise the bar of orchestration and rap by far. We study what it means to be authentic, paying a tribute to the ones that invented. Show the light, connect the dots. We got lists for days that affect the spots. Yeah. With a whole lot of swing to it, reminds you of something your parents would listen to, don't you? And of course, with a new school sway to it, with a little bit of Cab Calloway to it. Yeah.
Chlamydia.
How many of you really believe that the media told you the truth?
They lie.
For a small planet.
MCI. The global internet became their trading floor.
Gee, we bring good things to life. Visa Gold fits everywhere you want.
Things are about to get out of hand.
And for people like these, an incredible weapon has been created.
Power of a computer in the palm of your hand.
Here's the first.
Egyptian wicked wise and to get any intentions of all the wise. Is the mention wicked wise and to get any intentions of all the wise.
Another year, like 22. Oh, I wanna say that I love you, and I'm never gonna waste another year, like 22. Yeah. least another year, like 22. Oh, I want to touch it, I say that I love you. I'm never gonna waste another year, like 22.
Bob Korn. I can't remember his. I mean, that's his stage name. Cezano. That's his name. Cezano Zagarbi.
But his
stage name is Bob Korn. And he opened for us second man on this Euro tour in Gandara, Italy.
As with Nipsey Russell?
No. Nipsey Russell.
Next one.
Was the band before that. In a Liverpool band, I believe, called. Little Kicks.
Oh, yeah, they rocked.
A song called 22. But, yeah. Yeah, that was a sweaty gig. It was upstairs. In a pub called Evan and L in Liverpool beat Chelsea in soccer. Mm-hmm. There's so much singing in the streets. It's funny, you know, on the shirts, it's Carlsberg. Danish beer.
Elephant beer.
Yeah, so the team is a little patch. Red, that's how you know it's Chelsea. This is Carlsberg. I think Elvin's like the malt liquor thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the spin cycle, Brother Mac.
Cool, thank
great
you.
To hear that once again. It's been a couple months. And you might have got some ambiance, but hey, people get some sound.
A few chatter moments.
Hold tight. This is June 9, 2005. Second hour, we're done. Hold tight for hour three. June 9, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's part six of Dreams of Rio.
Jack.
Jack Flanders in Dreams of Rio.
Dreams of Rio.
Jack Flanders is still trying to find out more about the crystal skull he once possessed but has been stolen from the museum. Speaking of museums, Carmen and Shortop had a wonderful time in Rio when they visited the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Look, they had her hat.
Oh, what hats. I love
them. Beautiful.
And were thrown out.
What up?
Mojo's statue, you may recall it's the one with the little red horns on top of her head, spoke to Jack.
Frida.
Frida? Not little Frida.
Just not little.
Not little.
Later, Jack and Mojo wondered if it might be their old friend, Little Frida.
Little Frida?
She said she wasn't little.
Maybe she grew.
Yeah, maybe now she's Big Frida.
So, Jack Flanders has left Bahia for Belém, a city located at the mouth of the Amazon River. And now, week six of Dreams of Rio.
Ich habe dich vermisst.
Tava com uma saudade de você, meu amorzinho.
Ich habe es vermisst, dich nicht zu sehen, zu halten, zu berühren und zu streicheln. Carla?
Klaus?
When are you going to leave him?
When you ask me to.
Leave Paolo now.
Oh, Klaus.
I don't want you to go back to him.
Klaus?
Carla?
Not now.
Why not?
It's all a matter of timing.
Oh, Carla.
Oh, Klaus.
I don't know.
Oh, but you are leaving Rio de Janeiro.
I'm coming back.
Oh. Then, when you come back, I'll leave with him.
I'll see.
Klaus?
Carla?
Is Jack going with you?
You know I can't talk about this.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
Remember, I arranged for Jack to bring this girl to you. Paulo would never have allowed it out of his sight.
Mm.
You know what Paulo would do to me if he ever found out.
Where's the skull?
I don't know. Klaus, is Jack going with you?
He hasn't said yes yet.
When are you leaving?
In 2 days.
You are going to Manaus?
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin in Manaus, João. He was brought up on the Amazon. He knows the river, the tributaries, the seasons. You should rent his boat. He's honest. Klaus.
You seem distracted.
What?
I said you seem distracted.
Distracted? No. I was wondering about this car.
I am telling you, it's a collector. He's very rich.
It's a shame.
I was planning to sell it to him anyway. Delivering it to Herr Professor Klaus was only a temporary rerouting.
This car is something special.
It was special. It contained the information Professor Klaus needed, am I right? And now, we wait and see if the two of them can find a site, huh?
Jack said no. He is not going.
He will. Carlos? Don't ever double cross me. Do you understand? You listening?
No.
Huh? You're trying to be funny, huh?
No. I was just thinking of something.
Thinking of what?
I was thinking of the old woman, Mãe Josefa. When Paulo took the skull to her, she spoke of a mask. A golden mask that will be found. That is all I want.
Is that all?
Yes. That is all. Klaus.
Carla.
You know, when Mãe Josefa looked into the skull, she saw things.
I see a man wandering aimless, walking down endless corridors, passing through many rooms. Shh, quiet. Yes, I see him trying to escape. There is no exit. No escape. It's like hell itself. Wait, something is watching him. Yes, eyes. Eyes. The stone eyes of the turtle.
I'm looking for someone by the name of Little Free... Big Free... I mean just Frida.
Frida?
Yes. I believe she has pigtails and smokes cigars.
Frida?
Yes. I was told I would find her here at the Indian Museum in Belen.
Frida?
Yes.
Un momentino, por favor.
I wonder if she really is little Frida. I just can't imagine little Frida grown up. Why do I keep seeing her in a cabaret, wearing black net stockings? Why do I keep hearing Mojo playing Lily Marlene inside my head?
Can I help you?
I'm looking for little... I'm sorry, I mean... Well, all I know is her name is Frida.
I believe that would be me.
You? You're Frida?
The only one here, yes.
Well, I'm Jack Flanders.
Hello.
You work here?
Yes. I'm here to study the American Indians.
American Indians? In the Amazon?
Oh, I see. You are from the United States, and you believe you are the only Americans.
Huh?
Yes.
Ah.
South American Indians.
I see. I'm sorry. Look, I have something here. Maybe you can tell me what it is. Where it came from.
Come in my office. We shall see.
They appear to be turtles, but if you look carefully, they're really eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the feet and the head are silver, but the shell...
The stone.
Yeah. Aren't those eyes?
And where did you find this?
In a mall.
In a mall?
Yeah, in America. North America. The U.S.
Interesting. And you came all the way to Brazil to ask me what this is?
No. Was that a joke?
A dry one, yes.
Ah, I see. Well, do you notice the way... I mean, when you move the eyes, they appear to dilate or sort of focus on you.
Yes, I noticed. Creepy.
Well, is this anything you've seen before?
Mr. Flanders, you can buy these turtles all over Brazil.
Oh.
But not with these eyes.
Ah.
Is that all?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I think it's interesting. And what you said about how it appears to focus on you. But it's simply shifting the light source that causes dilation. When the observer moves slightly, a variety of refraction patterns can be seen. I suppose for some people this could be out of the ordinary.
Yeah. So there's nothing more you can tell me about this?
Perhaps you need to see a geologist. Rocks are not my specialty.
Well, what is your specialty?
The Indians.
Ah, you're an anthropologist.
Yes. Have you seen our museum?
I just arrived in Belém.
We have one of the best collections of Indian artifacts. Are you interested?
Well, yes, but I don't know why. But I expected you had something else to tell me.
Sorry. Hello?
Carmen.
Tia Josefa?
You are looking for the stone crystal skull, are you not?
Yes, I... How did you know?
I know.
Oh, I see. Do you know where it is?
No.
Oh, well.
But...
Yes?
You must move quickly. Within the hour, or the skull will vanish forever.
Tia Josefa, the skull was stolen from the museum. No one knows where it is.
I know where.
Where? Hello?
Shh, quiet. I see a building. Inside the building is a wooden box. On the side of the box is... Este lado para cima.
Que?
Oh, this side up.
Oh.
Now I see... Fragile.
Fragile? I need a little more than that.
Shh, calma. I see the street. Yes, I see it clearly. Santa Lucia, near the Avenue Presidente. about 1, 2, 3 doors down. A green door with a brass Dukan door locker.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez.
All right.
We wait
bésame,
here.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche.
Quiet.
Oh, sorry.
I see two men carrying the crate down the steps to the street.
They have it. And there's Paolo Pompadora.
He will put the crate into a white combi. A van.
Paolo is not going.
Mm-mm.
He will drive down the avenue, Presidente Kubitschek.
Follow that van.
All right.
Don't lose sight of them.
No problem.
No problem.
If you lose sight, all is lost.
Oh, watch out for the truck.
Amigo, no hay problema.
No problem, eh? They're gone. Now what?
I like those birds.
They were recorded in the Motto Grosso.
You know, everything I've seen here, it's not only art, but it also serves some function in Indian life.
It is a remarkable culture, and it's being destroyed. They know so much. They have an understanding of the plants and animals and insects that we never will have. I wish we had the means to document more of this before it's lost, but we don't. No one in this country cares, except the few of us. To the land developers, the Indians are an obstacle to be moved, and so they are moved. It's a disaster.
God, this headdress, or mask, whatever it is, it's extraordinary, it's so beautiful.
The museum shouldn't have kept that mask.
Why?
The Indians capture the spirit and wear the mask and become the spirit of the animal or creature they've captured. Then after the ceremony, they burn the masks to release the spirits. If they don't, they'll give you trouble trapped in there as they are.
So why are they kept here?
Some people don't believe.
Do you?
I do. But I'm only doing research here.
Carioca.
Quick, to the Rua da Carioca.
Rua da Carioca? Too much traffic. Engarrafada.
Do not lose them this time. You are giving me a headache.
There they are, up ahead.
Certo, certo.
Dios mio, you are going to kill us.
No problem, no problem. Oops.
So you came here expecting to pick up a statue and discovered a skull inside the statue. That's interesting.
I took it to an archaeologist by the name of Klaus Vargas. Do you know him?
I've met him.
He said it was pre-Incan. Here, I have these pictures he took before the skull was stolen.
A clear crystal skull. I doubt it is Incan or pre-Incan. I doubt it's even from Peru. He said it was authentic?
Yes. You don't think so?
I can't tell, looking at photographs.
Well, it's not supposed to represent a human skull, is it?
It could be half human, half animal. One of the many spirits the Indians know of. Are you familiar with Candomblé?
Yeah, I've been exposed to it. Mm-hmm.
There are several African deities that are snake gods. Half human, half snake.
Oh, a snake man.
I'd say not.
But I thought you just said it was.
No, I think if you measured the skull as Professor Vargas should have, you'd find it's definitely feminine.
Ah, a snake woman. You believe the skull was carved by the Amazon Indians?
No, but it may have been used by the Indians. Did he tell you there have been other crystal skulls found? Some believe to be of Mayan, others of Aztec origin.
Yes, but he didn't say what they were used for.
They may have been used by an oracle.
An oracle?
As a crystal ball.
Uh-huh.
Attendez, hein?
Are they heading down the coast?
Oh, maybe São Paulo, eh?
São Paulo?
Oh, lots of money for me.
Oh, God. I don't have enough money.
No money?
Don't stop. I have money. Not enough for São Paulo, but I have money.
Okay. No problem. How much money you got?
Zeca, does that gas needle work?
Sure, good needle. Oops.
Oh, God, Zeca.
No problem. Good bargain. With that tank, eh? See? Oh, it's all right.
They're turning. They're turning.
I see.
Why are they going up that dirt road?
Oh, expensive hill at the top, huh?
Pull over. In the shade. Here. We'll wait until it gets dark.
Ah, beautiful beach here, darling.
Cuidado, darling.
Professor Vargas?
Jack Flanders?
Yes. I've thought of your offer to join the expedition and... Well, I'd like to be part of it.
Good. I was expecting you would say that.
You were?
Of course. On Wednesday, I leave for Manaus to make arrangements. When can you join me?
Well, probably on Wednesday, if I can catch a flight.
I've reserved a room for you at the Tropical Hotel.
You have, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything special I'll need to bring, or have you taken care of that, too?
Just bring yourself.
Okay. Oh, by the way... I spent the afternoon with Frida Adler.
Oh, yes? Will you be seeing her again?
This evening.
Tell her I said, sie soll Erbarmen haben.
Yeah. I'll tell her.
Was that Jack?
Yes. He's spending the evening with an anthropologist I know.
A woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Following love? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Strictly professional. We met as colleagues. Mm-hmm. But when Frida takes off her work clothes and dresses up, she's einfach bezaubernd.
Oh, she is.
She is. Jack will be surprised.
He will.
It's been a long time since I've gone dancing.
That's surprising.
Why is that?
I would have thought any number of men would have been asking you out.
No, that's not the way it is.
You certainly look a lot different once you've slipped out of that old lab coat.
What do you think of our local band?
Don't ask. You've lived with the Indians, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You speak their language?
Some. It varies from tribe to tribe.
Would you call it a poetic language?
They speak in metaphors. They may say, you sit like a kutia.
A what?
A kutia is a type of animal that, when it eats, it sits like a human. Their conversation is related to things they see in the jungle.
Well, that makes sense. I hear they have a good sense of humor.
Oh, yes. They laugh a lot. Some nights, when the moon is bright, they lie in the hammock seeing shapes in the clouds. And they may say, that looks like the head of a tapir. And they laugh. They may go on the whole night long, laughing and fooling around.
They sound so innocent.
They are. Just like children. But at the same time, they also have great control of their mind in ways that's difficult to understand.
How's that?
When a young man and woman are prepared to marry, they must pass a test. The girls marry young, at 12 or 13 years old.
Hmm.
They start to prepare the girls early, what type of food to cook their husband, how to treat him, how to educate the children. As a test of strength and endurance, they may pull out all her hair.
What?
Yes, they pull it right out of the skull.
Ah.
It's painful. She can't cry. But when the new hair grows back, new thoughts will come into her mind.
Mm.
And for the men, sometimes they weave a glove out of fibers and they collect maybe 50 ants. Big, fierce ones they call Tukandaya. All throughout the ceremony, his hand is inside the glove with the ants biting away.
Oh, my God.
When the ceremony is finished and they remove his glove, it's all blood.
Frida.
Sometimes they put arms on her breasts.
Oh.
That night they can't have each other because they're both so sore.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But you see, they've passed the test. If anything should happen in their lives, they're prepared. They can handle it. Now they have the power. They have it in there somewhere. Peek over the wall. Do you see anything?
I see a beautiful garden.
What else?
I see some men.
Yes?
With guns.
With guns? Oh, boy.
Oh, little guns, no problem.
If you say no problem once more, te strangulo, Zeca.
I see the box.
Good. What else?
Now the men, they leave.
Come on, over the wall.
You are going there?
We are going there.
Okay.
Let me see those turtles.
Sure. Here.
And now hand me the pliers, my puss.
What? Pliers? Oh. Here.
Okay. Let's pull off the legs and head.
Yeah. But
it's just cheap silver. Oh. I want to see what the eyes look like when they're not part of the turtle, all right?
But I sort of like them the way they...
Now, give me the other one.
Okay. So long, turtles.
Okay. Now, what do you see?
Two eyes, right?
Let me see the photographs.
Of the skull.
Of course.
Here.
Look at the hollow eye sockets. And look at the shape of these eyes.
Oh, my God. They'd fit perfectly.
Yes.
Well, what does that mean?
If you were an oracle and you inserted the eyes into the skull, I suppose you could see things.
Really?
Or things could see you.
Ooh.
If you believe in that. You don't, do you?
I try to keep an open mind.
Sometimes when you keep an open mind, you can't see the truth.
Well, what are you saying?
Jack, believe a little, just in case. It should be here. No, darn, not in the crate.
Over here. It's in the room with the man.
Oh, boy.
No, wait. They leaving. Now, we sneak in.
All right. I have it.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
I couldn't get away.
Watch out for the garbage cans. Oh, yes, it's very damn
dog.
Oh,
dog's back all the time. No.
Come on, run, run.
Hey, watch your eyes.
Well,
Pedro show. That's a Geneva, Switzerland band called What's Wrong With Us, and a tune called Fake Dream. Before that, we had Dan Sartain, a cat from Birmingham, Alabama, that played with us in Paradiso in Amsterdam. It's like a Camaro tour. April or May.
Right.
It was beginning of May. And he had a tune called Walk Among the Cobras, part one. He played everything except he had a buddy play a guitar with the bass strings on it. And, of course, we started third hour out with another adventure of Jack Flanders, part six of Dreams of Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan Sartain, young man. Pretty excited, never been to Europe, you know.
Oh, he's having a good old time.
Yeah. Same with Raul. That was his first time there.
Yeah.
That was a trip for him. It was great. Great spirit to have on board. I think he's been playing with some cats, leeches, and Killer Dreamer.
Think they're gonna be? Are they gonna be playing that? That's Pedro.
That was on the postcard there.
Yeah, yeah.
I got one of those in the mail too.
Yeah, leeches and special guests.
Yeah. June 26th. So, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Coming up.
Is that right? Tomorrow's the 10th? No. Yeah. 2 weeks from Sunday. Dorothy.
Yeah,
change your name.
Yeah. That's my feminine side.
Anyway, it's at the Angels Gate Cultural Center from 2 to 4 p.m. This is an Aaron White painting.
Yeah.
See, it's got the little post office post sticker on there. Because you can't read what it says. As you notice, the dude's got a little chamber holding his head. It says, this town is going to pop. But it's like his head's going to pop. And the brain's going to pop out of the skull cap there. So, yeah, this what is wrong with this band? Trippy folks. I mean, you can read about the stuff Raul, myself, and Paul all did tour diaries up on the Hoot page. HOOTPAGE.com. They're trippy. They're like cabaret, avant-garde. Very nice people. Soundman was from Croatia. And we played with them actually in Fribourg, Switzerland. But when we came to play Geneva, I hadn't played Geneva in like 22 years.
Wow.
Minutemen and Black Flag. Anyway, these guys showed up to gig too, and we're talking to us after the show. And sound man, very cool cat. We had a very hard time with the sound. It was a new guy, didn't know it. So much feedback, I had to literally play the whole gig with one hand and cut my hand over the microphone.
Wow.
This isn't his fault, he's a nice guy. Young other guy didn't show up. Anyway, so the what's wrong with this band, sound man. I can't remember his name. Very nice cat. He like ran away 5-6 years ago. And he's talking. And all of a sudden, I think he had a big hit of Mozart or something. He fell back onto the deck. And man, it was a cement floor. And you could hear that knock.
Oh,
you know that sound?
Man.
Like a wooden
hollow
ball or something.
That noggin.
Coconut knocking. I felt it reverberate through me, man. You know that? Like you can just identify with it. You know what it's all about. There's something that it's more than words.
Yeah.
You just hear that sound. It was knocking. Oh my God, I felt so bad for him.
Was he out?
He was kind of out for a little bit, and then we put him up, sitting down on the ground. I mean, for sure,
man.
I thought it cracked open.
Man.
I mean, it was that sound, melon or whatever.
Headplant.
Talk. And right away, first thing was in my mind was the fear for him. Like, God damn, did it crack open? Popping fresh.
Yeah. One moment can fuck
man.
Up everything.
So, you're taking the hits of Motown. Steady yourself. Steady as she goes.
Grab a
Hold
seat.
On. Yeah, grab a seat.
Strap in.
Wow. That was wild. Sometimes you ask people come up to you. You know, they're living over there. Yeah,
a lot of expats.
Yeah, expat. There was a guy there from Orange County who was like, does he just want to talk with you, you know? I mean, they like living there and stuff like that. Checking it out and stuff. But then, little home.
It's the hometown rat.
Yeah. Little thing like that. Here's a band from Italy called Cut. From Bologna. Live from Pedro Show. We'll be right back. What for Pedro show? Coming up on the end of the third and final hour of the June 9, 2005 edition. Brother Matt, thank you so much.
Cool, thank you.
Let's tell you what you heard. We heard stuff from all over the place. In Europe, past tour. Played with some of these bands. You just heard Kayak Building by a band called El Hombre Trayero, a Scottish band. We played with them in Glasgow and Edinburgh. Trio. Before that was Waiting Room, a Catalonian band. A tune called Return My Rabbits. They opened up for us in La Roca. The Ballad de La Roca near Barcelona. I mean, it's in the country, Spain, but it's the region of the Catalans. And then another Spanish region, they call the Basque Country. Played with these guys in Bilbao. I'm going to play there in August with the Stooges. It's a band called Inori Noroni. And a tune called Tanger. They were singing in their native Basque. Too bad the Waiting Room didn't sing Catalonia. And we started, oh no, before that was Tura from Manfred Hofer. Guy who opened up for us in Vienna, seen Wien, great club I've played many times. He just did solo bass. Really interesting stuff. Falls out too to get up there. And do solo bass. And we started off with the Bologna, Italy band called Cut in a tune called 60 Notes. So, getting to hear sounds from across the water there. Stuff you can tell, we were just talking, some U.S. influence, but they're getting some home cooking.
Yeah, it's cool styles. To see those people come up.
You can tell it's not MTV stuff, you know, it's trippy. People just letting the freak flag fly.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I thank all these cats for passing on their music to me so I could get it over here on the Watt for Pedro show. We're going to try Sunday, huh?
Yeah.
A few days so we can get two in. We want to got to get through Jack this summer and start a new adventure. Till then, maybe we'll have somebody aboard. Joe Boone called me. He's got this Born to Boogie T-Rex DVD. Oh. He's all in love with it. So we'll have him foaming about that.
Cool.
And maybe even play some music from it and stuff.
Yeah, last time we didn't have his drums, Mike.
That's right. He miming it. The Marcel Marceau interpretation of jamming along to Brother Matt. And maybe Tony with some lead guitar, huh?
Waylon.
So anyway, till next time. Keep your powder dry.